Hello and welcome. This is the Smash Life Experience podcast, episode number one. I'm your host, Michael K. Hughes, and today, that's enough for now. Three, two, one, and go. We are live. Okay, welcome. Aloha and welcome to the Smash Life Experience podcast. My name is Michael K. Hughes. I am your host, and this is episode number one. So, the purpose of today's video, in fact, no, we are on video as well. So, we're on the Zoom application in front of me on the Mac, which is going to go on to YouTube, Smash Life TV, and to the Facebook page, Smash Life TV. And we're on the iPhone with the Anchor application, which should go direct onto iTunes podcast, I am led to believe. So the agenda for the day is to set the scene with an intro bit of background. Then I'm going to clear the air. I'm going to share a story. Hopefully you can take some lessons from that. Then it's the vision of the future. And then we finish with an inspiring quote or recommendation, a quick recap, and then an outro. I would first, before we get started, just like to say, I'd just like to be totally open and honest and transparent right from the get-go. I've literally been sat here for an hour, maybe two, right, ready to go. No. Oh, I need to go to the toilet. Right, ready to go. Oh, I need to adjust the window. Oh, right, ready. Like, literally, I think I've done my hair maybe 10 times. Not that I'm a vain person or anything like that. It is quite simply the lizard brain, the ego, just absolutely just trying to do anything it can to stop me. My lower self trying to overcome the higher self, but nothing can defeat the human spirit. So push through. Push through, breakthrough, and you can do it. So, with that said and out of the way, I also want to say thank you so much for listening or watching, wherever you might be, wherever you are across the globe. So absolute privilege and honor to be presenting to you today, and I hope that you take some value from it. So more on that to come later. So this is episode number one of the Smash Life Experience podcast. Now, each podcast, I'm going to give it a title, sort of the theme, and I thought about what was it going to be for episode number one, historic, world-changing, the inaugural episode. So I was going to go with the famous Chinese proverb, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Let that sink in a little. So I was going to go with that, but it's a bit too long. So then I thought about commit first, figure it out later. And then I thought, no, it's not quite as catchy. So I decided to go with who are you becoming? The theme for today is who are you becoming? Okay, so I'm going to pause every now and again just to let your brain just take things in and process it a little, and for those thoughts to come up. So who are you becoming? This leads me in nicely, really, to me to share my story and to clear the air. So who are you becoming? And this, let's go back, I think it's about 3 or 4 years ago now, and I started to share some videos on social media, predominantly on Facebook, and then it went to YouTube, a little bit of Instagram. So for those that know me and those that have followed me in the past and the channel, the show, it was Smash Life TV, and that is still very much up and running and active, and this is going to all link in together. Everything's going to connect. And back then it was just I had no idea what was going on. I was excited. I was sharing my energy and my experiences, and trying to give sort of lessons and quotes and little things like that. And we had a great time. It wasn't very well organized, let's say. There was no sort of structure or schedule, something that I hope to correct moving forward. But we had a great time. Had a lot of fun, a lot of great experiences, some world travel. And in fact, I should have also said at the start, for people that this is your first time listening, tuning in, or watching a video, whatever it might be, what is Smash Life? What is the Smash Life experience? So it's travel, it's training, sports, health, nutrition, it's music, festivals, events, business, personal development, relationships, experiences, helping each other to achieve, and the list goes on. It is generally just having a good time, unleashing your human potential, and being the best you can possibly be. So with that said, Smash Life TV, back in the early days, we were getting people excited, we're getting people inspired, but then it was like, so what? Like, what's next? So what actually came about, it's funny how the universe brings things into your life and into your experience. And I'm going to share this story in a nutshell. You know, I don't want to go too deep today. Maybe that'll be a future episode where we really go deep into it. And there's going to be lots of quotes, lots of golden nuggets that you can take away. So hopefully you'll find them woven within the story, and hopefully you can take them away and maybe apply them to your life, or share them with somebody who may benefit from that. So look, the universe brought into my life, into my experience, this, it was called an opportunity called the Perfect World Project. It was the first ever Beyond Reality TV show, or show. It wasn't on TV, it was all on the internet, social media. And it was, the tagline was Beyond Limits, and it was taking people on a limitless adventure. So it was a series of stages of different tasks and interviews. There was a poll and a voting stage, which we got through. We got through together and got through to the final 20, the final stage interview. And it was, the whole thing from start to finish was a phenomenal experience. Learned a lot about myself and about others, and about the world, how the world works, how to sell yourself and market, and persuade people, share opinions, and give and receive feedback, etc., etc. Long story short, I didn't make the final 10. And then the final 10 then were going to a paradise island to complete 10 challenges. One person was going to be eliminated each challenge or each episode, and then finally the winner would have a six-figure sum, be followed by a film crew for 3 months to go anywhere, do anything, a limitless adventure. So for me, it was absolutely everything I could have ever dreamed of. It was phenomenal experience and opportunity. And like I just said, unfortunately, I didn't make it to the final 10. And this is just quite honest and open. And this is where the story begins, really, to be totally honest, is I took it pretty badly. I took it very badly, really. And here's where all the lessons are going to come. And now, this is not a polished story by any means. I've got some notes on a piece of paper, and it's more of a brainstorm rather than an actual well-structured story, which, like I say, that I'm sure will come another time. But look, it started a series of unfortunate and negative events. I say negative, I've now gone on to learn that nothing in life is positive or negative. It just is. It's not what happens in your life, it's what you do, or what you, the meaning that you attach to what happens in your life. So I now know that. And it's funny how sometimes you think, or you feel, you think you know something, but it's not until you experience it and feel it that you really truly understand that. I think I might have butchered that a little bit, but if you think that you know something, but it's not until you go through it yourself, you experience it yourself, you feel it, that's when you truly understand it. So look, a series of negative things unfolded in my life, from work and business, relationships breaking down, and it was a tough time in my life, to be quite honest. And I feel strange sharing it, but I also feel liberated, because sometimes that's the best thing to truly let go of something and to move on, is to share it either with a friend or out in public or whatever that might be for you. And there's lots and lots of lessons in here. So look, what did I do to come out the other side? So what happened was, I realized that I was focused on a vision of the future, but then Overanalysis led to paralysis, okay? So rather than working towards becoming that vision of the future, I actually, all the things that had got me to that point, I actually stopped doing them, if that makes sense. So for example, we were active with Smash Life TV. I was active in one of my online businesses with a network marketing company. We were making moves, we were doing good things. We went on the leadership cruise around Norway, and good things were happening. But then as it got closer to the deadline, to the D-Day, to the announcement of the final 10, I stopped sharing. I stopped doing the things that I know would benefit me, looking after myself, self-care. And I became almost like reclusive and went into myself rather than continue doing the things that had got me to that point. I actually stopped and kind of retracted. And then it came to the point where then I didn't make it to the final 10 of the show. And I'm going to use a phrase, it's not very technical, but my head fell off and I just didn't know how to handle it. But I now realize, looking back, I'm going to use a quote from one of my top mentors, leading mentors, the late great Messiah himself, Mr. Steve Jobs. And he says that you can only connect the dots looking backwards. You cannot connect the dots looking forwards. So you must trust in something. You must trust that the dots will connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, instinct, the universe, karma, God, whatever it might be, and trust that somewhere down the line everything is happening for a reason. And now, looking back over the last I think it's been about two and a half years, I absolutely can see with crystal clear clarity that everything happened for a reason, for myself and for others. And I'm just truly, truly grateful. You'll hear me say over the coming weeks, months, years, grateful and gratitude and thank you so much for the experiences. I want to say thank you to each and every person for the support. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was a phenomenal time in my life, and I wouldn't change anything for the world. Because like I say, I now realize that everything happens for a reason. So I would like to say, looking into the camera, from me to you, if you shared a post, if you liked the post, commented, voted for me, anything like that, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to all of the Perfect World Project executives, the producers, all of the staff, all of the other contestants, the contestants who didn't make it through to the final 10, the contestants who did make it through. Thank you to each and every person for every part of that experience. It was absolutely incredible. I know that people will be thinking, what happened? You know, where is the show? To the best of my knowledge, and I have tried to do a little research, the show didn't end up airing either on a TV channel or on social media. To the best of my knowledge, it's kind of paused. I don't know if it's over or if it's paused or what the situation might be. That might come out in the coming weeks and months. So yeah, with that said, the thank you said, lessons. So we've already shared a few of them and about connecting the dots and moving forward. So what happened is I just realized I've got to do something about this. Like I was like borderline, you know, depression, anxiety. I was my whole self-worth. So what I did was I attached myself emotionally to the outcome. Okay. And then when that outcome didn't go how I would have preferred it to go, that then negatively affected me and destroyed me. So the lesson is to not attach yourself emotionally, to have goals and have dreams and ambitions and work towards them, but understand that, and the phrase that I now use is this or better, okay? The key lesson that's gonna come from all of this, the key word is growth, okay? Personal growth. So I knew that I had to do something to change, to get back on track, but not just back on track, but to get further and higher and better. We're in a constantly evolving universe. We are the universe experiencing itself in human waveform. So the universe, it's not static, it's constantly moving and changing, which links back in to the theme of today, who are you becoming? So I immerse myself back in myself. I immersed myself in personal growth, personal development. I consumed physical books, audio books,
podcasts, YouTube videos. I enrolled on courses, both online and in person. I seeked out the best mentors, worked with coaches, and I'm pleased to say that I'm at a point now where I've grown and developed so much. And this was a major, major aha moment for me. And I've only just realized it sort of over the past probably a couple of months, maybe even weeks, is you get to a point of growth where to continue to grow further, you actually need to contribute. Okay, so you're growing and growing and growing, but you can only do so much growing by filling your own cup up. Eventually, your cup is overflowing and you need to share that. And that's obviously led us to this point, to right here, right now, Ram Dass, be here now, sharing this podcast, this video. And that is where we're at. So it was quite a butchered story, but I hope that you understand the key components of that. And here is the phrase that I'm going to use is to let go of the mistakes of the past and to press on to the greater achievements of the future. So wherever you are in life right now, so if you're in an unfavorable situation, realize it's not a good or a bad situation. It just is. The universe has served it to you so that you can grow and develop, find the lesson, find the meaning in it. And there is always, always, always a way out and a way up, okay? Reach out to people, immerse yourself into books, into personal development and into podcasts, etc. There is always a way out, there is always a way up. However, also to the person who is currently killing it and you're progressing, you're doing well, I want to call you out as well. And I want to say, how do you get to the next level? I know that recently on podcasts that I listened to, Lewis Howes, School of Greatness, he called out Grant Cardone, the 10X, Hermano, the head honcho. I think he owns something like 80 million $800 million in real estate. He's on his way to becoming a billionaire, or if not, he's already there. And Lewis Howes said to Grant Cardone, what are you doing to grow? What are you doing to expand? You need to go bigger, quicker, faster. So whatever level we're at in life, all of us, absolutely all of us, whatever level we are currently at in life, there is always another level to go to. Now, some people might see this and kind of feel intimidated and think, well, no, I'm happy where I am. That's cool. If you are happy where you are, then that's absolutely cool. Keep doing what you're doing. Well done. But if you've got this little something inside you, this little flicker, this little flame, ignite it. Let's go. Let's go, champ. Let's go to the next level. Let's all help each other. Let's share. Let's work together. And let's all expand. Let's contribute to each other's success. And let's expand together as one. So I'm varying off a little bit off topic there. But where are we up to? My notes are all over the place. So sometimes when you get in the flow, just go with it. When you're on a good thing, just go with it. So look, what happened with the previous, previously with Smash Life TV, it was all about inspiring people, which is great. We were getting excited, we were getting inspired. It might be how you're feeling right now, but now that has transformed and that has evolved. So again, who are you becoming? Rather than, I was focusing on a vision of the future, but not really working towards it. I stopped. Over analysis leads to paralysis. So I immersed myself into all this personal development, all this personal growth, which has brought us to this stage now. So now the new mantra for Smash Life TV and for Smash Life Experience podcast is educate, inspire, transform. Okay, the three-step process. We call this the next generation of human evolution. So this isn't just about getting excited, getting inspired. Yes, great, let's all go and smash life. What do we do? What's next? So the idea is I'm going to share my stories of my experiences, and I'm also going to be bringing on guests to share their stories, their experiences. When people, two things, education and understanding. So if we can help educate each other and we understand something, when we feel inspired, we have a bigger belief then to go and take action. When you take action, what happens? You transform. Take action consistently over time, you transform. So educate, inspire, transform. A couple of other bits that I've got written down is a quote from Google, obviously one of the biggest, most major corporations and companies on the planet that's truly changing the world. And their mission is to provide and collectively organize all of the world's information. And a quote from them, I'm not sure exactly where I found this, but is that it's often that they found their best employees were younger employees, maybe sort of millennial type ages, who had experienced some form of loss in the life or some form of major disappointment in the life. And the reason for this is that they've gone into themselves and they've looked for the meaning in that loss or in that disappointment, which has then led to openness, humbleness, and then which has then led to growth. So can you see how this is all linking together? My story, the different stories about the different companies and organizations and about how they develop and grow and evolve. And then it all links back to the theme of today is, who are you becoming? I've got another quote written down here, and this is very, very recent and one of my major inspirations. And he's just gone through his first major loss as a professional heavyweight boxer, heavyweight champion of the world, multiple champ. I think he had 3 or 4 belts, Mr. AJ Anthony Joshua. And he shared a video recently on YouTube. And in fact, I need to actually shout out and say this is one of my big inspirations. I've had the idea of this podcast for too long, really. And seeing him share that immediately after his loss was like, I need to get moving, man. I need to be making moves quicker, faster. So he said, Anthony Joshua said, don't let success go to your head and don't let the failures go to your heart. That's incredible, man. Don't let the success go to your head and don't let the failures go to your heart. It's not about where you are now. It's about who are you becoming. So let's press on then to the greater achievements of the future. Let me just check. Pause for a second. Let all that just sink in. I've just shared many, many golden nuggets. And you might want to go back, re-listen to this. Take some notes, because there is many, many golden nuggets within there. I understand the delivery may not be at the highest level. But like I said at the start, commit first, figure it out later. Things are going to grow. Things are going to improve. Things are going to develop. Just pause for a second while I check my notes. Check that we've covered everything. Okay, I think we're almost there. Just a quick recap is personal growth. I'd always been, you may know me as an international strength and conditioning coach, work with some of the most elite athletes and sporting teams, organizations in the world. I was very much focused on physical training and nutrition. I always had an interest in mindset training and development, but I'd never really dive deep into it. So that's the beauty, that everything in life happens for a reason. All of this, what happened with the show, with the Perfect World Project, the loss, the disappointment of not making it into the final 10, that then led me on to a journey of personal development and growth, a deep dive into mindset and personal development. And I use the phrase down the rabbit hole, and we're still going down that rabbit hole. In fact, we're only just beginning. So the next coming weeks, months, years is going to be a very, very exciting journey, and we invite you to come on that journey with us. So we're almost there. Another phrase that I did mean to use was, in my darkest moments came the biggest breakthroughs. So again, look at your situation. If it's a dark situation, what is the breakthrough that's going to come? It's in our moments, our low moments, where our higher self, we need to connect to our higher self. How do you do this? Keep watching, and that information is going to be coming over the coming weeks, months, years. So let's crack on and finish with a couple of bits. Let me just find this quote. Okay, so I want to say thank you very much for listening, for watching. I want to always finish with something that you can take away. So I hope that I've educated you through my story, through the lessons, through the quotes, through my learnings, and then I offer them as teachings. I hope that I've inspired you to look up, to do more, to be more, to do more, to have more. Whether you're at a lower point, I hope that he inspired you to go to a higher point. If you're already at a higher point, I hope that I've inspired you to go to a higher point. And I'm super excited to see where this can go. It's now, it's about taking action, consistent action, 10x, to use Grant Cardone's phrase, 10x action, daily, massive action. This is what leads to transformation, okay? Finish with the quote of the day. This links to who are you becoming. So, and there's a bonus for anybody that knows where this has come from. Anybody that comments where this has come from, I will send you a special gift. So the quote is, why can't I manifest the life of my dreams? Your beliefs, my friend. If they are not aligned with who you truly are within, you will manifest in your outer reality the same contradictions you have within yourself. And contradictions manifest walls of limitation that block you from seeing the way. But what is the way? Following your highest joy with no expectation of the outcome. Then you will know what you need to know when you need to know it. And you will have what you need to have exactly when you need to have it. Not a moment sooner or a moment later, in perfect synchronicity. Everything you need will be there exactly when it benefits your journey the most. But first, you must overcome your most limiting challenge, fear of the unknown. Wow. So my question to you, Smash Life Experience podcast listeners and viewers on YouTube, Facebook, and all other social media platforms is, who are you becoming? So I want to say thank you very much for listening. I love to receive comments and feedback, to share ideas and philosophies. Please, if you did like this, you did take some value then, please share it. Please tell not just one friend, but lots of friends, anybody who you think may benefit. I am here to serve you and the universe, so all help is appreciated. I hope that by me serving you, that then this educates, inspires, transforms you to then go and help and inspire and transform other people. So guys, remember, this is the Smash Life Experience podcast. This is the next generation of human evolution. We are shifting the global paradigm of human potential and possibility. The world needs more people who wake up and help heal the world. So let's do this together. Guys, wherever you are and whatever you're up to, thanks and have a great day. Remember, it's nice to be nice. Smash life. Yeah, man. Peace.